guest analyst this afternoon, Dan Bossi with Ag Resource Company. Dan, looking at a grain market, looks like wheat was trying to be the leader here today. Actually did lead the market here, but couldn't manage to pull corn with it.
No, it was a tug of war in a lot of directions today, and wheat was higher. Of course, the concern is an expansion of the war. We saw on the weekend that Ukraine had sent drones deep into Russia to refineries to hit some of their energy refineries, and so Russia retaliated on Sunday by hitting Odessa, and we are told did take out two storage facilities for grain and one loader. So all of this kind of the market started adding some Russian and Ukrainian weather and war premium back into the markets, and that was seemingly what happened in wheat. Corn was caught in between, and the soybean market sagged as Brazilian premiums keep leaking lower as their harvest advanced. And the Brazilian farmer was a pretty good seller, at least early on the day when soybeans were in the green.
Yeah. You expect us to see much of a move here ahead of this quarterly stocks and prospective plantings reports?
We don't. We kind of think that breaks find short covering from the, you know, overly short funds, and rallies don't find, sustainability, because no one wants to chase a rally ahead of a report. We have a three-day weekend. It's Easter weekend, and a lot of Europe is off on Monday, so they'll call it a four-day weekend. It just leaves us with a lack of participation. So I think there's a lot of evening up to come, and I really don't think either the bears or bulls will find themselves in a happy position heading into the end of the quarter.
How about livestock? What happened over there?
Well, we did see firmness. The cash cattle market in the north was quite strong. We've got some winter weather coming at us, at least in the northern half of the plains. That gave the cash market at least the expectation we'll trade a little higher. Beef is still relatively short, and there's demand for spring grilling season. So altogether, we saw April cattle close up about $1.30 at $1.88. Feeder cattle followed. The hog markets are waiting for a hogs and pigs report next week. Initial take on it is that breeding herd will be down. At least for the cattle report that's coming out later on Friday, looks like placements will be up somewhere between 5 to 7%. So when we put it all together, it's a firmer livestock market, but again, doubtful that we can sustain anything till we get beyond the end of the month.
Are you hearing anything about retail meat case clearance? Or are the people still buying, or what are you hearing?
Yeah, it still seems to be relatively good. In fact, we may have a shortage of what we call the 90 grinder, the hamburger meat. We're still seeing strong demand for that. And so when we look at the markets, $8 a pound retail values across the U.S. is not causing any backup of demand. I think that's a good sign for heading into the spring. But the middle meats, steaks and stuff, really need to come along here if you're going to see these cash cattle prices continue into the lower 190s.
I know it's real easy to walk past the meat case and pick hamburger versus one of the steaks.
Oh, it really is. The price of those steaks, tenderloin in particular, quite high. Thankfully, the hams will be cheap for Easter, but when you look beyond, pork or poultry, it does give you a little switching appetite, if you will, deciding what you're going to spend your retail dollars on.
Anything else we need to be aware of here?
I think that's about it. We'll all take some rain and snow across the central U.S. It's not planning yet, but as we turn the calendar to April 1st, in a couple of weeks, that will be on the minds of traders here in Chicago. We'll be looking at weather very carefully in the upcoming growing season, so planning will be first.
Ag Resource Company President Dan Bossi.